Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here, letting you know that today's podcast was sponsored by Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Helping Hand is a leading Muslim nonprofit organization that has a top star rating by Charity Navigator. Over the years, I've had the privilege of working with them, and they've helped people from over 80 different countries around the world. They've worked for disaster relief and emergency relief in Palestine, Myanmar, and many other countries, Kenya, Somalia, Kashmir, Pakistan, and Haiti. To learn more and to be involved in helping the lives of other people, visit their website at hhrd.org.
Welcome back to this week's Characteristics of the Quran. Inshallah, we're going to be discussing a very important topic for today. And this topic, the reason why is extremely important, and obviously there's been many topics that we have been discussing throughout this time, and each and every single one of them has had their own significance and their own importance. One of the reasons why I believe that this particular topic that we're going to be discussing today is very important is because a lot of times when we talk about good deeds, when we talk about the actions that we're doing, when we talk about deeds in general, whether they be good or bad, we kind of think about these like really lofty goals. We think about these huge things, these huge instances, or these huge situations that will actually bring us a lot of good deeds, or that will take a lot of bad deeds, or bring us a lot of bad deeds, okay? So for example, when we talk about, okay, be the first to like do this particular good deed, we talk about giving in charity, which is great. Like that's something that we should do. And we talk about giving a lot in charity, you know, giving a lot in terms of like, for example, we'll bring the example of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was somebody who had given all of his wealth. Or we'll bring up the example of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was somebody who had given half of his wealth. So when we talk about deeds, we talk about them in very lofty sense. Sometimes when we talk about bad deeds, things that can be punishable, you know, things that can earn us the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about things like stealing, you know, taking from people, or we talk about, you know, just like really just type of situations. But what's very interesting is that there are also things that we do on a daily basis that can either bring us good deeds or they can either bring us a lot of bad deeds. And sometimes we're not mindful of it. And so we end up falling into a situation or we end up falling into the pitfall of actually this deed or of a lot of accumulating a lot of bad deeds. And that one of these things that we're not mindful of, that we forget, that it's so easy to do, and it's something that's so easy to fall into, is us misusing our tongue, not being mindful of what we say, not being mindful of our speech, and misusing our tongue. There's in Surah Al-Qaf, and this ayah, this particular verse, really hits hard. It hits hard and it hits heavy. And the reason why it hits hard and it hits heavy is because it's teaching us that even though you're not aware, even though not necessarily not aware, even though you're not seeing, you don't see that this is happening, you don't see that it's going on, you need to recognize that it's happening and you need to be more aware and more mindful of what you're doing. And in that verse in Surah Al-Qaf, which is Surah number 50, ayah number 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a human being does not say a single word. Mankind does not say a single word except that he has an observer prepared, meaning except that he has someone watching over him, except that he has someone writing it down in our book of deeds, that every single thing we say gets written down into our book of deeds. And it gets written down so that we can be held accountable for the words that come out of our mouth. We don't realize how powerful our tongue is. We don't realize how powerful our words are. We just say whatever comes to our mind. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, and this is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ whoever believes in Allah, whoever claims that they believe in Allah, wa yawm al-akhir, and they claim that they believe in the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, they should say good things, or لِيَسْمُتْ, they should be quiet. The Prophet ﷺ says that if you claim that you believe in Allah, you claim that you believe in the last day, so you claim the ultimate level of belief, then you should say good, you should say good, you should be quiet. You shouldn't say anything at all. And what we learn here is that sometimes we say things, we comment about people, we say things about people, we even say, we may, you know, slip up, and some people may slip up and curse or like all these things, and you don't think it's a big deal. You don't think it's a big deal. You're like, oh, I was just telling her, I was just telling them that X, Y, and Z. I was just telling this person X, Y, and Z. You don't realize how hurtful that was. You don't real, or maybe you do realize it, but you think it's not that big of a deal because it's just words. They're just things that you said. It's not just words. We will all be held accountable for the things that we say. And the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that if we're claiming the ultimate level of belief, that it's very important for us to be mindful of what we say. It's very important for us to guard our tongue. It's important for us to make sure that we're not causing harm onto other people, that we're not just saying things to people. We're not commenting on people's lives. We're not talking bad behind people's back. We're not doing these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one of the most has to do with someone misusing their tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat in ayah number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. He says, Ijtanibu kathiran min adhan. He says, avoid a lot of assumption. Avoid a lot of assumption. In the ba'da dhan, ithm, because indeed after assumption comes sin. And what does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tajassasu, because then after you start assuming things about people, you start to spy on them. So he says, La tajassasu, don't spy on one another. Wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da, and don't backbite one another, don't talk bad about each other, don't talk bad behind each other's back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this very vivid example. He says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا? Do you love to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Do you love to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Do you love to eat the flesh of your dead sister? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ, you will detest it, you will hate it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends up this ayah, he says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be God conscious, be aware. Inna Allaha Tawwabur Rahim. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's accepting of all repentance and merciful. That we may have just commented on someone's clothing, we may have commented on their car, we may have commented on their job, commented on something, and you thought it was just merely a comment, when really you were speaking down at somebody, you were hurting someone's feeling, you were making somebody feel bad. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, you know, that he says about the believing person, that he says that a Sahaba came to him and the Sahaba asked him, you know, an Abi Umama, okay, an Uqbah ibn Amir. So Uqbah ibn Amir came to the Prophet ﷺ and he asked the Prophet ﷺ, Fakultu ya Excuse me, I have very bad allergies. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, he said, O Messenger of Allah, مَنْ نَجَاهُ, how can we earn the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we get saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet says, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ, he says, withhold your tongue. He tells him to withhold your tongue, you control it. أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ, you control your tongue. And then he says, وَلِيَسَّعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, and he says, and you be content with your home. Stay in your house. You don't always feel like you have to go somewhere. And then he says, in the last part, he says, ala hati atika. And then he says, wabki ala hati atika, and cry over your sins. So the Sahaba came to the Prophet and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, how do we earn the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we earn the safety of God? And the Prophet ﷺ tells him, the first thing you need to do is control your tongue. In another narration, the Prophet, he talks about it. He talks about the way that a believer, that somebody, in this narration, some people asked the Prophet, they said, what is the best? What Islam is the best? They asked the Prophet, Ayu Islami Afdal, what Islam is the best? What should we practice? What should we put into, you know, practice? What is something that we should hold on to? What Islam is the best? And the Prophet says, "Man salima muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi," that whoever avoids harming, the one who has the best Islam, the one who's practicing submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way, is the one who avoids harming the person, harming a person with both his tongue and his hands. That is what the Prophet said. That the one who avoids harming a person with his tongue and his hands, that person has the best Islam. And so we learn here that protecting and guarding our tongue gives us the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It saves us from the hellfire. It saves us from accumulating bad deeds. It saves us from so many things. It saves us from harming other people. And so Allah, in these last couple of ayat that I will cover in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully talks about the reward of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yudhilu alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that into paradise in which underneath rivers flow. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yuhallawna fiha min asawira min dhahabin wa lu'lu'a. And they will be adorned with golden bracelets and pearls. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, walibasuhum fiha harir. And their clothing will be made out of silk garments. Okay, their clothing will be pure silk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, he says, وَهُودُ إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَهُودُ مِنْ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْحَدِيدِ. Who gets this? Who are those believers that get this type of reward? Who are those believers who will get Jannah with these rivers flowing underneath it and these beautiful clothing and pearls and things of that nature? Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's the ones who were guided to good speech. Who were guided to good speech, and the ones who were guided to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you are to guard your tongue saying good things in this world. And not only do you say good things, not only are you practicing that, but you're also guided by good speech. You're guided by the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last narration about why we should definitely preserve our tongue, why we should definitely protect our tongue, is because the Prophet says, there's a narration from that the Prophet says that al-iman mu'rafatun bilqalb, that the faith is knowledge in the heart, and that faith is also qawlun bil-lisan, is the saying on your tongue. Wa amalun bil-arkan, and it's the practicing, the action of it, the actions of your physical body, the actions of your physical faculties. That we have faith on our tongue. We say, La ilaha illallah. We say, La ilaha illallah. There's no God worthy of worship except for Allah. And because we say that, we should make sure that we're guarding it and we're protecting it. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us people that use our tongue for good and not for bad. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us people that use our tongue to uplift people and not put people down. That we are people who are very frequent in our dhikr. That we are people who are very frequent in our genuine compliments to people. That we are people who are very frequent in speaking good and not speaking ill. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.